Well, we call it sweat perspiration, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how I've sweated.
Commonly of slang talk.
Yeah.
Sweated, but of perspiration.
You know, sometimes people used to get a lot of these old things. They would come up on you and make a kind of a red.
You're talking about a rising?
Yeah.
A moral?
Yeah.
Moral, obviously, yeah.
And what would come out of that, Mr. Charlie?
It comes a pus out of there. I guess you'd call it. That's what I always call it, you know. When it was open.
Or now you might say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen up.
Swollen up. And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
Yeah. If it's infected, if it's not infected, it won't, it probably won't.
Mouth to anything.
Won't.
Well, it wouldn't mouth to it very much.
It won't swell.
Won't swell too much.
Now, somebody got took a knife, say, and they did what? Somebody else, they
stabbed them.
And they made a what? Made a knife.
Oh, you mean stabbed a knife?
Yeah. Well, anytime you get stabbed, it makes a what? In your arm, it makes a knife. Well, say in a war, if a bullet goes through you, this makes a what? Makes a
hole.
A wound.
A wound, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you'd term it a wound.
And when a wound doesn't heal clean, when it doesn't heal clean, there'd be a kind of a white substance in there, granular type thing.
Uh-huh.
And you'd have to maybe burn that out with alum.
Yeah.
What was that? That was...
You mean to heal a place up, that's after it, it wouldn't heal like it ought to, you'd burn it out with alum?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you had to burn out that what?
You'd burn out that wound, whatever it was.
Proud
flesh, yeah.
When you just get a little infection, Mr. Charlie, you might put what in it? You might put...
Well, many of the things you can put in there, but I was trying to think of the right one. Funderation. It's on.
You know that kind of little red liquid?
I don't know, that's what I'm thinking about. Where it
can't iodine.
It's not iodine, it's got iodine in it, but it's a mixture. What do they call that?
Mercurochrome
methylate. Now we got it.
Now, a man was shot and he didn't recover. You say he...
Of course he died.
Yeah. Any other ways of saying that? You'd say he...
Well...
He's been living all alone ever since her husband...
Yeah.
Since her husband what?
Since he died or passed away.
Oh. Now, some folks when they're talking about somebody dying, they might say, well, that old mean man, I'm glad he finally
died or kicked the bucket.
Pig.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, they'd say, well, he's been dead a week and they hadn't figured out yet what killed him,
we'd say it most.
What he died?
He died with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they laid him away in the what? In the place where you bury him?
Well, you could say the grave or in the tomb. Grave, we come here, mostly graves covered burying the ground, you know. Term the grave.
But have you seen places where they bury them up above the ground?
Oh, yeah. What do you call those places? A mortuary? What do you call them? Them buildings, stone buildings.
Yeah, that's right, I guess.
I've been in one. Have a big hall and have those, I think you just pull them out and put the body in and push it back and seal it, you know, put the name on there and all of them.